This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Almost 7,300 are now dead from the Nepal earthquake. EPA is close to the end of a five-year process to finally regulate formaldehyde, a known carcinogen, used in furniture and building projects. Among the nation's 100 largest counties, the one where children face the lowest odds of escaping poverty, contains the city of Baltimore, according to the study of the earnings records of millions of families. Other areas where the odds are longest include Atlanta, Chicago, Los Angeles, Milwaukee, Orlando, West Palm Beach, and Tampa, Austin, the Bronx, and some parts of Manhattan. DuPage County outside of Chicago has the best opportunity, but rents are high. More affordable opportunities include parts of Pittsburgh and Altoona, Pennsylvania. Anti-police protests by thousands of Ethiopian Israelis against police harassment and brutality turned into a chaotic and unusually violent confrontation with police in central Tel Aviv. Thousands of former students at for-profit colleges operated by Corinthian have gone on a loan strike, refusing to pay outstanding balances because of false promises and demand the Education Department forgive the loans. A study by the Tampa Bay Times of 10 years of Florida Stand Your Ground laws found that the chief beneficiaries were those with records of crime and violence. 60% of those making self-defense claims had records of arrest, and one-third had been accused of violent crimes in the past. Over a third had illegally carried guns in the past or threatened others with guns. Approximately 140 election petitions have been filed at the NLRB since the new quicker election rule took effect in April 2015. Brazilian investigators announced they've opened an investigation into the use of corporate airplanes and former President Lula Silva of the Workers' Party. Venezuela has raised its minimum wage by 30% to deal with inflation there. There are more immigrants approved in the U.S. from China at 147,000 and India at 129,000 than from Mexico at 125,000 last year. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.